Good morning. How are you? As Lewis said, my name is Sandy, and some of you may recognize me because I'm a Sunday school teacher here. And I'm filling in today for Pastor April, who is away visiting one of her daughters. And so we're going to play a game first. Sandy says, touch your face. All right. Sandy says, touch one of your cheeks. Sandy says, touch the other cheek. How many cheeks do you have? Very good. Very good. All right. Higher math. I like that. Okay. Now we're going to, Sandy says, touch this cheek. And turn your head in the direction of that cheek. Turn your head this way. What do you see? Huh? What do you see? You see something? Okay. Now, turn your head. Sandy says put your hand, finger on this cheek and turn your head in the direction of that cheek. What do you see? Do you see something else? You see something different, don't you? When you turn the other cheek, you sometimes see something different. And that brings me to a story I'd like to tell you this morning. It's about a girl named Cheryl. And Cheryl was a very friendly girl. And when she arrived at school each morning, she would go up and always greet everybody by name very loudly. Good morning, Maya. How are you? Good morning, Kenny. How are you? How's everybody today? And then she saw her friend Mary. Mary's in the same class as her, so she was really jazzed by that. And she goes up to Mary and she said, hey, Mary, good morning. Isn't it a beautiful day? Aren't we going to have some fun today? Mary growled. What do you know about a beautiful day, Cheryl? She said. What are you talking about? Go away. Don't talk to me. And she turned around and stormed off. Well, Cheryl was hurt. I mean, what'd she do to deserve this? What'd she say to Mary to make her so angry? And so Cheryl went to class. But as time went on in the class, her hurt feelings turned to angry feelings. And so by the time recess came, she was mad. So Cheryl goes out onto the playground, steaming hot. And she saw her friend Tim. Tim's in the same Sunday school and at the church that they go to on Sundays. And so she went over to Tim and she said, do you know what Mary said to me this morning? Mary is a brat. I am not going to ever talk to her again, and she is not my friend. I do not like her. Well, Tim thought for a minute, and then he said to Cheryl, he said, you know, you remember what Miss Ronnie taught us in Sunday school last week about what Jesus said about turning the other cheek when someone makes us mad and maybe seeing things differently? Maybe now's a good time to try that, Cheryl. Well, Cheryl thought about it for a minute. So she turned the other cheek and looked over there. And you know what she saw? She saw Mary against the playground fence, crying with her head in her hands. Cheryl walked up to her very, very carefully and said, Mary, are you okay? Is there something I can do? And Mary said, my cat Madonna died last night, and she's been my cat since she was a kitten. And then Mary started to tell Cheryl about her cat and how they grew up together and how Madonna used to curl at the foot of her bed and sleep with her every night. And then Mary said to Cheryl, I'm so sorry I was mean to you this morning. Will you forgive me? And just then the bell rang and it was time for recess to end. Cheryl hugged Mary and they walked back to class hand in hand. Can we all join hands together to say a prayer? Hi, come on in. Very good. Good job. Maybe we could form a circle here. What do you think? Good job, everybody. All right. Dear God, thank you for the lessons you give us on how to behave. Help us to remember to turn the other cheek. Help us to remember to forgive and to ask for forgiveness. We ask this in Christ's name. Amen.